This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A presentation of Casa Bella Home and Interiors.
Not that far away. It is Camp Millennium. Mindy Bean, Camp Director, and thanks for coming in this morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So talk about Camp Millennium. Let's just assume somebody doesn't know anything about it.
Camp Millennium is a kids camp for kids aged 5 through 16 who are dealing with a cancer diagnosis, either themselves, a sibling, or a parent.
And how long have you been involved?
I was part associated with business working at McDonald's back in the day. They would come during town day, so I got involved that way. And then last year, I retired from McDonald's, became full-time with camp, but part-time probably about 5 years.
And how many kids come to this?
This year, we have almost 100.
Wow. Now, what area are they from? All the Umpqua Valley or how far out?
The whole state of Oregon. Lower Washington, and yeah.
It's a pretty unique situation for to have a camp like this.
Yes, very much so, considering that it started right here in Roseburg, so yeah.
And I mean, during this point for kids, what's the age range?
5 through 16.
So kids that are going through cancer or have somebody in their family, one of their siblings going through cancer, it's kind of a tough time.
It sure is. So originally it started out with the kids that are, I call them cancer warriors, coming to the camp with a sibling. And then more and more throughout the years, it's just been touching on my heart that even the kids whose parents are battling the cancer are being affected too. So we just want to make sure we encompass all of them.
It seems like if that's the situation, a lot of times kids feel like they're losing out on getting to be a kid because it's all the serious stuff
right.
All the time.
Exactly. So their new way of life when they deal with cancer is so different than normal kid stuff. And at camp, they just get to be normal.
And what kinds of things do you do during the course of that week?
We start off on Monday morning in the trees, literally. Search and Rescue comes up and does a rope course for the kids. So they get all suited up with the safety gear, and they're flying in the air. They're walking across ropes between trees. It's pretty phenomenal. To horseback riding, to swimming, it's unbelievable. Bowling, anything. Everything.
And where's the camp held at?
Out at Camp Kellogg.
And so that's close to town. I imagine you make some trips into Roseburg during the week, too.
We sure do. We have two different days that we take field trips. Tuesday, we call town day. We head out to the movie theater at 8:30, watch movie, popcorn, candy, all that stuff. Then we're going to head out to Wildlife Safari, and we have some food trucks coming out. And they get to spend about 4 hours out there, get to see the animals, have private encounters, ride the train, ride the camel, have fun out there. And then we'll end the day at the bowling alley with pizza, soda, of course, and head back to camp.
Wow. So a really fun experience. How many people does it take to do this?
For the week?
Yeah.
We have 65 staff members for the whole entire week. And then we probably have about 30 to 50 volunteers that come throughout periodically throughout the week.
And I imagine you have some medical folks involved in it too.
Oh, yes. Full-time medical. We have physicians 24/7. We have a staff of nurses. Yeah, medical is very important.
And because even though you're trying to give them a pause in all the intensity, for some of them, treatment is continuing.
Exactly. Even once the cancer warrior becomes cancer-free or is in remission, it's the medicine, the treatment actually has different things that makes their bodies produce other kinds of illnesses to where they might have to take medicine for something else. So there's always need for medical supervision, even if they are in remission from cancer.
So you guys work to put this together with fundraising throughout the year. What are some of your funding sources?
We'll start with fundraising since you started with that. We do all different kinds of fundraisers. Going into the summertime, we hit all the festivals. We do our own blackberry lemonade. During the Blackberry Festival in Sutherland, we do homemade corn dogs. There are blackberry lemonade, blackberry sundaes. We have a Millennium Magic in September this year, the 22nd, at the Arts Center, which is a women's pajama party with the wine and, you know, catered food and everything, bingo. We've been doing a lot of bingo. Who knew bingo was going to be such a huge fundraiser for Millennium, for Camp Millennium? It's phenomenal. Women love bingo. Even guys in the whole families do. So,
well, maybe that made a comeback after the pandemic.
I think so. I don't know.
So at this point, getting how many days out before you start now?
Oh, my gosh. So a core group of the staff head up on Thursday, the 14th. Then new staff arrive on the 15th. And then I have a few staff arriving on the Saturday, the 16th, the 17th, because of graduation. And then the kids, 18th, Sunday, Father's Day.
So not that far off.
No.
What kinds of help do you still need?
The Wednesday, the 14th, at 4 o'clock, if anybody's willing to help pack up a couple of U-Hauls at the Community Cancer Center, that would be greatly appreciative. We have to use the elevator going up because our office is on the second floor, so that always is a great help. And then maybe on the Friday, I believe it's the 23rd, we are looking for individuals who would like to help get the kids ready for our dance. We have a huge dance every Friday, and we just make it a great big thing for the kids, because some kids might not get to their high school dance. So we need someone that can do hair, maybe do a little makeup, not professionally, it's more fun. You know, our theme this year for camp is aliens, space, the future. So I'm envisioning, you know, spiked hair, green makeup on their faces, that kind of thing.
And so this would be obviously at the camp, right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
So somebody can come up and help with that.
They sure can.
And, of course, if somebody wants to help out financially, how do they do that?
Multiple ways. So we have our website, which is campmillennium.org. Or they could call the office at 541-677-0600. Or they can just mail the check right to the office. And it's Camp Millennium at 2880 Northwest Stewart Parkway, Suite 200.
Pretty simple there. And if somebody wants to help with one of those needs you mentioned, what's the best way to get a hold of you, phone-wise or email?
Email is campmorgan@gmail.com, and phone number is 541-677-0600.
All right. Somehow I think you're going to be pretty busy between now and then.
Yeah, I've told my husband and all my friends I'm in the camp fog mind right now.
Very good. All right, Mindy Bean, Camp Millennium, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
8:39, the Morning Report.